بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين وقال تبارك وتعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم Allah and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete and perfect sharia in deen. Whether it comes to our necessities, whether it comes to our desires, whether it comes to our aspirations, is only guidance for us in our sharia, complete guidance. And guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to understand that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always wants the best for me. Whether I understand what is the best, whether I have the correct concept of what is the best. This is why we have to go back to Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, ulama ikram, to understand what deen is about. Otherwise we have different forces around us. As my Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib mentioned, that we find different countries, different forces came in and they made effort, colonized the countries. But before they left, they colonized the minds of people also. They changed the language of the people and they changed the pattern of thinking also. Think like us, aspirations like ours, and your niyat, intentions of life also has to be like ours. So they tune the minds accordingly. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi alayhi, whose name was Yusuf, he was Kurdish. Born on the roadside, when his family had to flee from their original country. Very hard and tough life, choosing for the figure of deen. Then it's mentioned about him, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to conquer Egypt at that time. And northern Africa, for more than 200 years, was under the Fatimi Shia rule. Were cut thin, and they were solid, and they were very, very bitter type of Shias they were. And the entire northern Africa, they controlled. But Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah took over. Then he said, if you want to change a nation, so to say, you want to colonize them, he says the first thing is to introduce maktab and madrasa. Maktab and madrasa on your syllabus. And now you'll have, you're preparing an army to think like you. From there we can understand what the army they prepared in these countries. When they left our country and other countries, they changed the language. Whether Algeria, whether Morocco, French, English, different languages. Colonize the minds of people that now think like us. Aspirations be like ours. Whereas in our Sharia, we have complete success. My Allah always wants the best for me. Like how parents say to the children, I want the best for you. Best of dunya. Must enjoy your life. Doesn't Allah want the best for us also? Doesn't Allah Ta'ala want us to enjoy life? The five times salah is a difficulty that Allah wants us to suffer. Quran tilawat is a difficulty. Allah says, I want time from you. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take the name of Allah. The dhikr means to take the name of Allah, which is the haqq and the right of Allah. That I take the name of Allah every day, in solitude, alone, sitting, taking the name of Allah with love. Walihana dhikr. Way with love and muhabbat, I take the name of my Allah. May Allah give me everything. Give me the gift of life. My family, my children, everything I'm enjoying is only for my Allah. This lesson we have to continue repeating it. Our life is ta'alim and islah. To uplift ourselves, educate ourselves all the time and to rectify our lives. Understand the concepts of Sharia. What is the best that Allah wants from me? We all are spending thousands on our children and families. We want the best for you. The best amenities, the best facilities, the best bathroom, toilets, everything. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us. We want the best. But Ya Allah, am I doing the best? Am I the best? Am I the best Muslim? Am I the best husband, the best father, the best musalli? Today parents tell the children, you're not listening to me. Then you see what will happen to you. We want the children. Now we've come to such a stage in our lives right now. We mentioned to the Shati some time ago, one youngster came to me and he says, Maulana, I got a big problem. I say, what's the problem? I say, my father don't listen to me. I say, Inna Lillah. Who's supposed to listen to who? My father don't listen to me. That when parents will give birth to their masters, They will dictate. They will throw the tantrums. Then the parents say, don't listen to me. You see what I'll do to you. We can imagine how many years Allah is saying to us, you're not listening still. You're not listening still. But I'm still doing for you. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu will say, sami'la wa ata'na. Ya Allah, we heard and we obey. Because you know Allah wants the best for us. When it comes to this worldly life, what is the default life? Difficulty. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Take our time and read. Go to ulama ikram. Ask them. Ask him these questions. What is the best that Allah Ta'ala wants from me? How do I give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is life about? Today we have this. And most of us and our children also, it is my birthright. I'm entitled to a certain type of life. I'm entitled to live a life like this. We might not say it, but how many a young girl also, father will tell her, we hope you get a good proposal, that they can take care of you, and that Allah Ta'ala grants you the best also. That she might see one car, not very luxurious car, and she might say, that type of car, I'll never sit in it. It's my right. I will sit in a very nice car. That type of food, I don't eat. Not my diet. How many times you hear the children opening their fridge also, and the child will shout out, oh, there's nothing to eat. Meaning there's so much to eat, I don't know what to eat. Let's eat out. Let's order something. Like, is it my right? Just order it. Just live it up. Just enjoy life. Is that the best Allah wants for me? Am I the best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is worldly life about? Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, the tafsir of this ayat, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. He explains what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand. What is the mode of life? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. Allah says, we made insan fi kabad, to live in difficulty, to live in strife, to live in chaos. This is a norm of life. Allah Ta'ala made this worldly life a place of turmoil, of strife, of difficulty. Now for you and I, living in this country, Allah Ta'ala has spoiled us. Way beyond, we can't even understand how much we are spoiled. As brothers, they went to different countries, whether Australia, whether Canada, and how quickly they come back also. They say, best country to live. Crime is there, but still the best. When our Jamaat went to Australia also, brother told us, he says, just one cut of the lawn, first cut, $200. For the first cut, $200. So joking with him, we say, back home, we hire one boy, we tell him, but you cut the grass, how much for the day? He says, 180 then. Says, make it 150. Make it 150. But 150. He says, okay, 150. Right, cut the grass and wash the cars too. And also the windows. Caught him. These countries can't do it. This is beautiful jannat in this country. Allah has given us a life like that. But this is not the norm. For us, the norm is that insan lives in difficulty. Sabr and shukr. Sabr and shukr. Ours has gone beyond sabr and shukr is complain. He's not doing, she's not doing. Two, me, you, me, children. Complain. But drowning in numbers and bounties, but not happy. And we find, when we give our domestics, or the working boy, give him 100 rand extra for the day, give him a 20 rand, give him one slab of chocolate, and see the amount of enjoyment on his face, and how he'll thank you. Oh, 100 rand you gave me. 100 rand you gave me. And he'll walk 5 kilometers home. Somebody gives me 10,000 rand, and I say, it's okay. I'll just put it one side. Not much. Give him 100 rand, you made his week, you made his day. Give him a chocolate is a delicacy for him. He's walking back home, and what a smile he has. He's bouncing, enjoying himself. He's got a few potatoes and onions, just cook food for the night only. And he's got a smile on his face. I'm sitting in my car, 45 degrees, 35 degrees. I've got the aircon on. I've got the cell phone in my ear also. And I've got a frown on my forehead. And I've got worries. Can't even smile with the wife also. Told him to look at her. And he's smiling at me. And he's walking home, he's happy. I'm driving home, I'm depressed. He doesn't know, he's going to eat a small meal tonight. He's happy, he'll go to sleep. And I'm sleeping with worries. What has happened to the ummah? We haven't understood, we think it's my birthright. I have to live like this. I have to live it up. Whereas Allah Ta'ala sent us on a journey of this life. The Shafi Sahib Rahman explains what is worldly life. He says, just for insan to come into this world, what the cleave and difficulty the mother has to undergo. For 9 months she has to carry this child. Her morning has changed. Her evening has changed. Her diet has changed. Her body shape has changed. For 9 months she has to go through all the cravings and the mood swings. and is not feeling well, doesn't know how she's feeling, doesn't know what she wants to eat, just for this insan to come into this world. Whole life changes. And when she comes to delivery point, and now she's giving birth, as if the Asman and Zameen, the sky and the earth are crushing her in between. This child is coming into the world. And at that time she's saying in her heart of her heart, no more children. Can't go through this again. Once the nurse puts the child in her hand and she sees the face of the child, she forgets everything. That love and muhabbat comes in the heart. She forgets everything. Now her breakfast is secondary. Her taking a bath, secondary. Her sleeping, secondary. First is the baby. Entire pattern of life has changed. Completely. She's prepared for it. She'll go under all his difficulty just to look after this one child. Then to feed the child. Then to wean the child of the milk. Then, as my Hazrat says, that she has to put a stone on her heart. The husband will say, leave him in the cot, let him cry for the night. The mother is crying, the baby is crying. The baby got fever, the mother has fever also. Can't breastfeed the child. Just leave him, let him cry. Two nights, three nights. He has to get off the milk. Then the teething starts. Then the fever will start. Then the nose is running. And masoom child, this is system of the world. Masoom child hasn't, sinless, hasn't done any guna, any sin. Now he's moving in the bed. Before you know it, we heard thud. He fell off the bed. Now he banged his head. He said, gumro. Now he knocked his head. Ay Allah, what guna he did? What sin he did? Dunya system, place of difficulty. That only fun and enjoyment. Not only fun and enjoyment, it's a place of difficulty. Now he grows up, begins to walk and crawl, he's knocking the corner of the wall, he got a gash in the head, rush him to the hospital, got few stitches over here. Masoom bacha, what guna he did? What guna she did? Allah says this dunya is a difficulty. Is there a place to relax and enjoy and think I'm here forever, I'm never going to leave? This dunya is just window shopping for Jannat. This is a taster, appetizer. If you enjoy it so much over here, oh my banda, imagine now what you'll enjoy by me in Akhirat. Where there's no fear, there's no grief, there's no insecurity, there's no fear I'm going to get hurt, or the children will get sick, or something will happen. There's only enjoyment. That now the ummah has come to the level you want it over here already. You want a jannati life over here. You don't have any difficulty, any taklif. Yes, we ask for afiyat. Allah Ta'ala give us salamat fil badan, in our bodies, in our health, in our mind, so we can make the ibadat of Allah. So we can worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not that we use His faculties. We use our life just to make more. And what do you do thereafter? We made more to make more. And then, let's make more. And then, we continue, let's make more. And before we know it, it's time to leave dunya already. I haven't made my life. I just passed life. In reality, I failed life. So dunya life is a place of difficulty. But the kuffar, for them is jannat. For them, they want to enjoy it. When it comes to the weekend, it comes to Friday or Yom or Jummah, they're planning the weekend already. What are we going to do over the weekend? How are we going to spend the weekend? What are we going to enjoy? Entertainment, amusement. Our thinking is different. That is why it should not be our minds also colonized. That we are thinking like them also. Where's the next avenue, the next venue, the next menu? What are we going to try this weekend? Where are we going to go? And the children are asking the mother, tell daddy take us, tell papa take us, we want to go here, we want to go there. Allah has made the funds freely available. It's all a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kuffar have mastered the art. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Kuffar, they know the system of the world, they have mastered the system of the world. They know how to operate the world. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The apparent things of this worldly life, they have mastered it. As we say, that they have learned to take out the skin from the hair also. To suck out the juice from dunya, the sweetness, they have learned the art of it. And how they spin the ummah also in it. How they spin the mind of the ummah, the bodies of the ummah, the hearts of the ummah. And before we know it, now the depression kicked in. Now he got involved in something. She got involved in something. One time was the astroturf, they come with the pedal. What crazy will come next? They're making us crazy. Because they don't have sukoon. So they're looking for the next thrill, and the next thrill. And now they're jumping from bridges, and they're doing bungee jumping. Quran says, فَكُبَّتْ وَجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. When they be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, they be thrown head first. And you can see already they're practicing in the bungee jumping. Head first they're going down. Ummat is jumping behind them. Ummat is jumping behind them. And as my honorable sheikh says also, you'll find in the morning, my imam of the morning is my local imam in the masjid. And that is my Quran Sharif. Not the kutra and the dog. Now the ummat are buying dogs also. Now they're buying cats, from cats they'll go to dogs. It's already happening. And if only the domestics have to know how much we're spending on the cat, it'll break the heart. The amount we're spending on the food, and then the parlor, and then the washing. One Jamaat came from Bangladesh just yesterday. Brother was telling me, said, I was working in Singapore. Said, the boss bought one, he bought one kutta, one dog, $50,000. He said, I was working for an agency, but I was free to move. He said, boss told me, right, I bought a dog, you have to look after it. He said, kutta ka kaam ye karta nahi. He said, dog work I don't do. He said, no, you have to bath the dog. Then you have to feed the dog. Then you must wash the dog. And you must kum. He says, salam alaikum. I don't wash any dogs. He said, I left the job. Even if it was top pay also. So he said, my imam, I don't follow, I'm sort of dog life. I'm insan. Allah Ta'ala made me ashraful makhlukat. But kuffar have learned how to take out the sweetness from this worldly life, and they're offering it. They're packing it, packaging it, gift wrapping, and they're giving the ummah. You also take it. Forget about akhirat. Just enjoy it over here. Few moments, enjoy it. Before you know it, something happened here, something happened there, on the paddle court. How many affairs are happening right now? Zina is taking place, zina of the eyes, women folk, music, and all party making. As if now there's no akhirat to go to. There's nothing to work for akhirat. Time is getting wasted right now. A beautiful example my sheikh gives. We can all understand the example. A person is returning home from a foreign country, Umrah or somewhere he went, and he's coming back. He's late for the flight right now. Got the entire family with him. They're rushing to the boarding gate. And now there's one playroom. They got the latest game, Xbox or PlayStation. Little son sees, he says, Papa, Papa, latest game. Just to play 5 minutes. Father won't even hear him. Pull him by the hand. Move. You'll miss the flight. The wife sees one new shop there, the latest abaya. I just want to buy. There's no time now. There's no time. We have all the funds right now, but we don't have time. We've got to board the flight. Don't see one coffee shop. Papa, I heard about this. The special coffee, right? No time for coffee. Leave your coffee, shopping, PlayStation, everything. You've got to board the flight. It's urgent right now. We can't miss the flight. In the same way, right now, the flight can happen any time for me. Malakul Maut can come. There's no time, oh my family, oh my son, oh my daughter, to play this, to do that, to waste time, to waste your life, to waste your talent. We've got to make our akhirat big. You want to have the best life in akhirat. Here, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us to make shukr to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, for the ni'mas and the bounties of Allah. But there's an urgency right now to build our akhirat and our jannat. Worldly life is supposed to be difficult. Allah made it very easy for us. Only Ahmad Lassab, Dhamma Barakatuh, mentioned one time, having breakfast in Camperdown. And this Dasar Khan was laid out with food. And how, mashallah, wa masturat, how they laid the food out, with what love, what muhabbat and fikr, when guests are coming, how they open their hearts, they open Dasar Khan, they open the home. Alhamdulillah, they have a variety. Whether it comes with different types of eggs, sunny side, or scrambled, or how you want it, how you want the steak, and how you want the chops, and how you... different variety of cheeses and cereals. Alhamdulillah. Uli Farooq Makki Sahab, when he came, he says, when I saw South Africans feeding, then I saw Hayatul Sahaba, the lives of Sahaba, he says, you all have the quality of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. How they used to feed. How they used to feed. And how my Shaykh says also, we hope Allah Ta'ala will give us the contract in Jannat also to feed the Jannatis. Our masturat or hearts they have. How they open their homes and how they feed. We don't see it. Hazrat says also, when they're serving their platter, now we just want to take it to the Dasar Khan. Say, hold on. We're going to cut the dunya for some time. We don't even want to see the dunya. Then how they put the spoon, the serving spoon at a certain angle. They got a way of doing, they take pride in it. Allah loves it. Out of love for the guest, hosting. Allah Ta'ala has given them these hearts and they feed like this. So how to make our worldly life? When Ahmad Lassab mentioned there also, he said, look at this Junubi Africa Dasar Khan. Rang barang. Tafannun. Look at the color of the Dasar Khan. Many different varieties. Then he mentioned, he said, I've traveled the world, east, west, north, south. What you all are enjoying in this country, nobody in dunya is enjoying like you all. Nobody else. The amount of halal organizations you'll have, the ulama ikram involved different departments, and what you'll have over here, nobody in the world is enjoying to the extent you are enjoying it. The food, the drink, the halal, with the takeaways, the butcheries, how you want it. You've got everything. The facilities, amenities, the roads, everything else, everything shortcut. When you were in Nizamuddin, they also, he mentioned to us, when you were sitting there, then you called the young ulama ikram. And there were some local ulama from India also. So sitting with him, he says, wah wah, Junubi Afrika ke ulama aaye hai. He was playing the fool with us. MashaAllah, ulama, bare qurbani karke aaye. Big qurbani you all made, you came to India all the way. So the local ulama asked him, what qurbani they made? He said, these boys are so spoiled back home. Their mothers, the way they have spoiled them, when they're born also, they drink chocolate milk. Not even plain milk. They are so spoiled. They don't even bath in. In summer, they have a bath with garam pani, hot water also. They were shocked. In summer, they use garam pani, hot water. Yeah, they can't even bath in cold water also. They don't even wash their clothes. They got a washing machine. They got microwave. They got tall roads. All the shortcuts in life they got. Allah has given them everything. But He says, to learn the shortcut for deen, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you'll have to come to us. You'll come to the ulama ikram. Here we'll teach you the shortcut to get to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So kuffar have learned, they have mastered how to take out the sweetness of life from dunya. Hasan Basri rahimahullah mentioned, Allah Ta'ala has kept sweetness of this worldly life in salah, in Quran tilawat, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In salah, Quran, and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He says, if you did not find the sweetness of life in these three things, then understand your heart is locked. Your heart is locked. You don't find an enjoyment in salah. And what Allah has kept in salah, salah of khushu and khudu, of concentration and devotion. And I'm standing before my Allah right now. It's a mazhar and exhibition of love for Allah. Allah, I'm standing before you. At least have that fikr after namaz. Once when Umar Palam Budi rahmatullah alayh, one of our great akabir of Nizamuddin, how many years he gave bayan, many of our senior of the town met him, spent time with him, sat in his bayans also. Allah blessed him. So once he wrote to his sheikh, the sheikh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who all, mashallah, came to Stanger, last epic half of his life. He writes to his sheikh, Hazrat, I have this one fear has gripped my heart. One fear has gripped my heart. That what if I come on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah hasn't accepted even two rakats of my salah. Nothing I've got. And I'm just carrying on thinking I'm fine. But the Shaykh rahimahullah subhanallah wrote back to me and said, Mawlana Mubarak to him, Allah bless you. You have fikr of two rakat namaz not being accepted. I'm living with this fear. If Allah Ta'ala only accepted one sajda of mine. Only one sajda I'm worried about. Ya Allah, accepted one sajda I did properly at least. Ya Allah, at least I can say I can present something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fear they had in their hearts. So I read my salah. And there's no worry, no fikr, no concern. Allah, accept my namaz. Salam, salam. And I'm gone already. Hardly any dua, tasbihat. How we make tasbihat also. We learn from our sheikh. How to take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. After salah, after every salah, tasbih fatimi is sunnat. Before I sleep also tasbih fatimi. Subhanallah 33 times. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allah 34 times. But how do I make tasbihat? How do I make tasbihat? How do I take the name of Allah with love and muhabbat? Here also we have to learn how to say subhanallah, subhanallah. You find that tasbih is being so fast, subhanallah, subhanallah. Like, Allah, I'm just, Allah, just accept it. Doesn't matter how I say it. Say it with love. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Take time, enjoy your tasbihat. Allah Ta'ala made a tongue for that. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to make our life sweetness in salah, sweetness in Quran tilawat, sweetness in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things we have to learn. We have to educate our women at home also. We mentioned to the women folk also. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has given us all the facilities. Alhamdulillah. We come to the level now that many women back home, in their homes, alhamdulillah, they want certain facilities. Husbands are giving them. Want a personal trainer, want a personal this, want a personal that, personal butler, want a personal cook. No problem. No problem. We tell the masturat, ladies, have a personal muallima also. Have one apa that comes on muallima. I've got so many women in our family. I've got so many daughters, my sisters, sister-in-laws, or so many women on the street, alhamdulillah, once a week. Mu'allima, abba, come and teach us. Just check our tahara, check our wuzu is correct. If really we check our masturat at home, how the wuzu is, most of the time might not be correct. Here we are listening all the time to bayans. Make sure you're washing your face correctly. We're gagging the mouth correctly. We're using the miswak, blowing the nose. And how to wash the face from where the hair begins to grow to below the chin, from one earlobe to the next earlobe. To ensure the water goes into the eye while right in the corners. Right through, we got to make sure the hands, including the elbows, and the feet, including the ankles. How make massage on the head. We'll be surprised sometimes we find in the wuzu khala, we see youngsters making wudu. There's two words we use in wudu. Al-mashu wal-ghaslu. Ghaslu means to wash. Masah means to take away the hand and just wipe it over a limb. Many a time we find, many brothers, the entire wuzu is masah only. He put his hand under the running tap, let the water fall through, with the wet hand he'll rub his face. Wuzu is not made. He has to scoop the water. He has to take the water, he must, so to say, splash off the face and drip. Then that wuzu is correct. So too with the hand. Cannot be with the left hand, you just wet it and rub it with the right hand, say wuzu is done. Wuzu is incomplete. The water is to flow off the limb. Masah is different. He also, when he comes to masah of the head, I'm a youngster, because of the hairstyle, because it's gel, because it's spiked. So he runs his hand not even over the hair, but just in over the air. Over the air, why the spikes mustn't collapse? The hair mustn't collapse. Wuzu not made. All sitting in the house of Allah, sitting in the wuzu khana, coming for salah. But he can't put the topi on. When he comes to the topi, my dear brothers, when he comes to the topi, there's a kitab written, the crown of a believer. There's almost 250 narrations in regards to the topi only. 250 narrations. In regards to different types of headgear Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to wear. How can we not wear the topi? How many times we find the haji, when the person going for Umrah, finishes his Umrah, comes Madina, Munawwara, no topi, going for Salat and Salam. As a youngster, no topi, you know, the head is itching a bit. I leave your itching head, put some oil and put a topi on. We're standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than 250 narrations, more or less, from Sahaba Ikram, Tabi'een, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it comes to our life, here what has happened right now, my dear brothers, they have taught us how to take out the sweetness of dunya. So now we are stuck in the sweetness of dunya. Therefore we have to make muzakara of akhirat, ya Allah. Where is my faults in my life? What is blocking my taqwa right now? This is where we are stuck right now. One very, very important point ulama ikram mentioned right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two promises in Quran Sharif. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will not punish this ummah as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive among the ummah. Allah will not wipe out the ummah collectively all together. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has been barda, has left this world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala next ayat, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah says He will not wipe out and punish the ummah as long as they are making istighfar. As long as they are making tawbah, Allah will preserve this ummah and protect the ummah. I ask myself right now. When I lift my hands and I make dua, and I say, Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, make me maaf. Ask myself in the hearts of hearts, what am I really making tawbah from today? Nothing. Everything has become halal and jais. There's nothing haram left now. Intermingling, permissible. Video calling, permissible. Video photography, permissible. Everything has become jais and halal. Riba, name of prophets, Islamic banking, permissible. Everything. There's no more tawbah to make anymore. Everything has become halal and jais. Ummah not making istighfar, nobody's crying anymore. Before you hear a cry in the masjid at least. There was some crying, some tears being shed. Go to Rawda Mubarak, nobody's crying. Their selfies are being taken right now. Go to Baytullah right now. Go to Makkah Mukarramah, in the Mataf. There right now, instead of crying and dua right now, there is modeling taking place. With the Turkish dresses, and they are doing modeling and doing photo shots and photo shoots right now. For magazines, right at the Mataf and Baytullah. That has become by Islamic way. Islamic way. Madina Munawwara, you saw a couple also, came with a professional cameraman. Professional cameraman got cameras all over his body, and they're walking up and down outside the haram. Husband and wife holding hands like one love story. uploaded in Madina Munawwara. What a love of hell is now. Something which is now kosher, Sharia compliant, but the cameraman is making them walk up and down. This is what haram is for. Nobody's crying. No more tawbah to make, no more istighfar to make, nothing. I'm fine, my namaz is okay, my Quran tilawat is fine, dhikr I'm making also. But really ask myself, what's the condition of my heart? What's the condition of my life? Whether takabbur, whether pride, whether malice, whether jealousy, greed, all these things, to what level do I have it? Do I really have it? Nobody can say I'm free of it. There's something there that really I have to introspect and ask myself that I have these major things in my life right now. How come I not making the contact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? To make real tawbah in istighfar. And ulama say a sign, when a person makes tawbah from his sin, a sign that his tawbah is accepted is that he hates that sin. I hate it with all my life. Not that he keeps the app on the phone still, or he's still got the overdraft facility there. He's made tawbah, but the avenue is still open. He closes it. I hate it. I don't want it. I want it out of my life. He runs far from it. Doesn't want to talk about it. Doesn't want to hear about it. That's genuine tawbah. So how many of us are making real istighfar and tawbah? Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, forgive me. Whether my eyes, the internet now, everything has become halal and jais. Whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, when you open it, it's only haram. That now the heart has become desensitized also from haram. Everything is just fine, because certain people say it's jais from his ability. Although I might not follow that alim in certain things, but in that I follow him. That I follow him, so that I take that fatwa. That actually now is fatwa shopping. It's a taqwa. So to ask myself, really, am I making tawbah? Ummat has come, no more istighfar and tawbah. When the ummat will stop making istighfar and tawbah, then Allah's azab will come. Then the punishment will come. Then we'll ask, what happened now? Because we stop making tawbah istighfar. Therefore, we have to ask ourselves that when it comes to my life right now, which direction is going? And one major thing right now, where the ulama of Sham, I've mentioned the ulama of Syria. Right now, we know they came out of a zalim and oppressive government. How many years they've been tortured, killed, maimed, imprisoned, exiled. Ulama had to run for their lives. They were the first target. They were the first target, the ulama that were sitting in the jami'at, in the masajid, teaching Arabic, hadith, fiqh. So they were ulama saying, they say we had two major problems which the ummah have to know about. Because of that, Allah appointed the zalim oppressor over us and finished us. No mercy, no tolerance, whether old, whether young, whether ulama, non-ulama, they took everyone, they killed, or they maimed, or they exiled. We had to leave everything and run for our lives. What were the two things? Sheikh Sabuni rahimahullah, once when he came to Masjid al-Hilal, he mentioned this also. Alim from Sham in Syria, moved to Madina Munawwara, and wrote beautiful kitabs, which he read in Darul Ulum also, in Arabic. So he mentioned this also. He says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam once entered the home. The Aisha saw the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam perturbed. He made wudu, entered the masjid, and he called the people, Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And he told them, that continue commanding good and forbidding evil. Continue commanding good and forbidding evil. Oh, a time will come and Allah will appoint upon you an oppressive ruler and tyrant. But have no mercy on your old and your young, your du'as will not be accepted. Continue commanding the good and forbidding the evil. What do we say now? We say, don't be harsh. Don't be judgmental. Accommodate. Accommodate what? Sins. Open sinning, vice. Don't judge anyone. Don't stop people. Come, overlook it. This is where we come to right now. Everything has become jais permissible. Whether my daughter, whether my wife, whether some family members, some function right now, all intermingling. Nobody's heart is failing also. Ya Allah, openly right now. The command of Allah is being broken and the heart is nothing about it. Once we ask a wonderful Shaykh also, Ya Allah, bless him, good health and afiyat. Hazrat, sometimes we see sins taking place. Sometimes we might go to the beach and we see them openly. Young girls and nasturat walking the beach. How come we don't feel anything in the heart? Iman ki kamzori. Iman has become so weak, it doesn't pain the heart anymore. No pain in the heart. Music is playing, haram is taking place, and the heart doesn't feel anything. If we become accustomed to it, we go out to eat also. Everybody is looking at my wife and children and my daughter, and the music is playing also. But no feeling. The mind has become colonized. So he says two things. When the ulama stop warning the people, when the ulama fail their duty in warning the people of the vices they involved in, they became complacent in their darul ulums, in the halaqat, they began to teach. And he says just outside the Jami Masjid of Damascus, where the marketplaces were filled with bihayai, immodesty, music, Arab music, kahwa, coffee, and hookah, vaping, what we have now, coffee shops everywhere. Month of Ramadan, fathers leaving their young daughters at the coffee shop, Tarabi time. We'll pick you up after Tarabi. No fear. No fear whatsoever. We have the means, we'll deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the funds. So as if we'll buy our way out. There's no buying our way out. There's no such thing. There's no fear left. There was qahwa and there was hookah. Now it's coffee and vape. Tell the father also, we caught your son vaping. He says, all right. So what do you mean it's all right? I'm also vaping. So it's okay then. Father says, I'm also vaping. It's all right, nothing serious. That too, no tawbah. Nothing serious. Where is happening in the masjid right now? So many masajid are in the back where the boys are dealing cell phones and vape. It's happening. Fathers don't see it. But they're doing roaring business. Sometimes even more than the father need for the day also. They're doing cell phone business. And they're doing vape business. And then the boys come to us, they show us their phones. Yeah, what's happening in the masjid, one corner? They're doing business like this. Father says, no, he's fine. He's making his own money. So he's all right. So no consciousness left of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, the ulama ikram stop warning the people. They stop warning the people and the bayan became academic. Flowery academic bayans. Nothing about islah and reforming one's life. Nothing about ta'aleem and lifting the ilm and knowledge of people. Became academic. What a speaker. Bombastic language. After the bayan what Mahana spoke about, bayan was tops. What he spoke about, it was just tops. But I haven't learned anything really. That's why we ask many brothers, how many a person got hidayat from YouTube? Or from Instagram? Or from Facebook? I got hidayat. That's my sheikh. I'm taking bear to Facebook now. I got hidayat. Hidayat from heart to heart. Hidayat from heart to heart. Personal touch. A person has to go knock the door, knock the person, sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum, this will say, kunna julusan inda Rasulillah. Jalasna inda Rasulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting, julus, majlis was taking place. We learned deen, then we went out, and we spread deen amongst the people. Then we brought them back, we educated them, they went out again. There's an ongoing. In the 10 years of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life in Madina Munawwara, more than 100 jama'ats and out in the path of Allah. More than 100 ghazawat, saraya, and expeditions left from Madina Munawwara. Our Shaykh al-Hadith will say, if you take these 100 plus over 10 years and you divide it and you spread it out, it effectively means that every 40 days one jamaat was coming, one jamaat was leaving. It was happening all the time. One jamaat was learning, they were going out. They were coming back, next jamaat was going. This was the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There had to be a personal touch. Now, it's such a beautiful, and also, when it comes to bayans online, that bayan is only, is really enchanting and thrilling. It's a nasheed playing in the back. Nice and nasheed, now I really feel this bayan was top. Plain bayan, nothing, it was alright. Bayan was okay. But when the sound effects, now we can imagine when the Dajjal will come with his channel, when he come with his YouTube channel, when he come with his app, and he say, now subscribe, my fingers are so used to subscribing, I'll just subscribe. Now you can't unsubscribe. Now you got your bank balance also checked, everything is done. And now no one can't subscribe, I know where you live also. And now he'll make his personal mulaqat also, he'll come. Then he'll show this is Jannat. Now you're so used to the virtual world. Virtual world. Maybe youngsters are living in it right now. Even when it comes to the soccer and football, they have some fantasy club or fantasy football. Where it's all in the mind, you've got to choose a team, etc. It's already training for Dajjal. When Dajjal will come, it will all be virtual. He'll show you Jannat. Look at Jannat. How enjoyable it is. Just believe in me. I'm so used to it now. I want to jump into it. But in reality, it's Jahannam. You mesmerize the eyes. Is that real? So all this, what they're showing us, is that real? It's fake. But the ummah is running for it. They colonize the minds. So he says the ulama stopped warning the people. The ulama stopped warning the people when they were stopped warning the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger erupts. There is no one talking the haqq anymore. There is no one pronouncing what is the truth right now. There is no one guiding the people. And one point he made also, Shaykh Sabuddin rahimahullah, he says, immaterial of whether the people desist, they stop or they don't stop. As long as the warning has went out. The ulama are warning, dini workers are warning, every father, the shepherd of his home, is warning his family. He's warning his family all the time, don't do this, don't. But now it's become another level. Where we give the children the devices. They take them to Jahannam. How many youngsters already, his youth is wasted already. He's already finished off. 18, 19 years old. And what he's got on his phone is unbelievable. What is that looking at right now? No tawbah. The father thinks, my son is humble. Nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong with him. No father nowadays accepts something wrong with my son. My son can never be. But we know when we were that age also, what we were doing. And how come when it comes to our children, we say, no, can never be. But we know what we were doing in our, when we were that age. So, when it comes to this, Sheikh Rabun, he says, ulama stop warning the people. As long as they warn the people, Allah's azab will be suspended. And second point, the ulama of Sham and Syria said, where things became out of control was israf. Wastage, extravagance. Say, this killed us completely. This we found was that nail in the coffin. One of the ulama stopped speaking. What was the truth and the haqq in warning the people? They began to accept the da'wats also. Whether according to sunnah, according to sharia, they would still attend, not warning the people. Sometimes music, immodesty completely. Woman not in hijab, there's no parda, no modesty. And now how we are playing with the laws of Allah in da'wats also. We'll tell the women folk that in parada also we got a special table for you all in the corner. Parada women on that side. Okay, sit in one corner, so nobody will take your picture. We're playing with the deen of Allah. How many nowadays we find also, unfortunately, the mind is so colonized. We'll find even mothers will tell their sons. They look for a nice girl. When they find a nice good home also, then the mother will ask also, the future mother-in-law, does your daughter make strict parada? We don't want a girl with strict parada. Because we all eat together, brother-in-laws, daughter-in-laws. We actually see these things. That we don't want a girl with strict parada in the house. Inna lillahi. How can we dare Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? That the ummah has become so bold right now. We actually see these things. That don't break up the family. We all only eat together, marry and make together. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah told us years ago, which you find happening nowadays, it become a reality. We're eating together, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, merrymaking, holidays together, overseas together. And he will say, be careful. A time will come where there's so much intermingling. Who you thought was your son turned out to be your nephew. Who you thought was your son, actually is your brother's son with your wife. Because no parda. Al-hamu al-maut. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the brother-in-law is death. The brother-in-law is death. But now we say we don't want a girl with two stick parada. Take it easy a little bit. There's no time. There's no time to take it. There's an urgency right now. So israf and wastage. You say wastage, extravagance killed us right now. It killed us completely where we didn't bother how we wasted our time. We wasted our funds. We wasted our talents and intelligence. And the worst of it, my dear brothers, is the wastage of food right now. The amount of food that is being wasted right now. Because the ummah Allah has given wealth. Now we are traveling abroad. We are going out. We patronizing different resorts and holiday spaces and hotels. We take it with breakfast, full board, half board, whatever you may call it. Now we're eating there. The children also, they come there. They take a plate full of food. Fruits and some baking, some savouries. Why? I don't know, go take a second round. I'll take one round, one time food. Buffet style. Buffet style also not sunnah. Buffet style is not sunnah. The sunnah is to serve the guest. Not for the guest to stand like one beggar and take food from some pot or some burners. They say you must make ikram of the guest. Falyukrim daifahu. Make ikram and honor the guest. What is honor of the guest must sit. And we serve the guest. Not this colonized style that we have now, that where we always make one line. And the plate is too, is falling this way and that way, plastic plate. And now he must take out so much food, he can't finish it. Now he doesn't know what to eat, so I better just take one time. The food gets cold also. Is that how you make ikram of the guest? Ikram of the guest is you make him sit and you serve him with your own hands. This is ikram of the guest. So here they say when it came to food, the amount of wastage, food just thrown away, and not even feelings, anything in the heart, ya Allah, good food went away. Right now, research, you find research that was done in the world right now. The amount of food, good food, palatable, consumable food right now in the world, that is being wasted and thrown away every year, you see, goes into almost 4 billion tons of good food being thrown away annually. And to alleviate and to remove the poverty of the world, we need a half of that amount of food. To remove the poverty of the world right now, we need a half that amount of food to remove the poverty, that amount is being thrown away. Not that attack the anger of Allah, that maybe just throw it away. Sometimes children can't drink the tea, can't eat the biscuit. In our days, we know when it came to our mothers and our grandmothers, the children can't eat the food, she'll eat the food. Never thrown away, the one grain of rice also will pick it up. We'll teach the children, clean the plate. You can't leave the sarkhan until you clean the plate. And you hear the granny say that the plate will make dua for you. Yes, it's correct. The plate will make dua for you. It comes in the riwayat also. It wasn't some dohima or old mother, some lal kitab riwayat or something. The plate will make dua for you. But now you find the children don't know how to eat food also with three fingers. Bismillah also. Food is falling all over. There's crumbs. Subhanallah. Once we were going from the Jamiat office back to Masjid al-Nur, when Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahimullah was in the car. Allah has given them such sight. How they appreciated the ni'mat of Allah. Sitting in the car, I was driving. At that time, we know children sit in the car, they have chips. And when they have chips, the crumbs, they fall all over the seat and in the corner. And usually how we clean it, we just dust the seat. So Moana sitting there, was talking. And from the sides of the passenger seat, Moana was picking up one piece of chips, putting in his hand. So I said, Moana, don't worry about it, we clean the car. He said, no, ye khana hai. So this is food also. Can't throw it away. They put it in the garden. Say, ya Allah, I never thought about it. For us now, it's dirt. Now it fell on the floor, so it's dirt. You know, it's khana hai. So one karam, Moana was picking up. Then I realized, ya Allah, how much israf, how much of wastage. We just threw away the food. When we were in Darul in Madrasa, our beloved Sheikh would teach us also how to even save. That time we didn't think. Now we understand it. Moana would even teach us now how to wash our hands and don't waste water. How to use lights and don't waste electricity. Whole bayan was just on how to wash hands. Moana would say that when you go and wash your hands, don't open the hot water, open the cold water. Open the cold water. You open the hot water, you're only going to wash your hands. Now you open the hot water, it's full blast, you just put your hand a little while, not realizing the hot water left the geyser already. It came into the pipes. Before you could use the hot water, you closed it. Cold water went back into the geyser. The thermostat went on. Electricity is being used. How much of wastage? That hot water came into the pipe, you didn't use it. That became cold. How much of israf took place? You didn't make tawbah. You just carried on living like that. Left the lights on. Come supper time, come meals time. Children left the lights on in the bedroom. Nobody says anything. All the lights are on right now. We don't even need it right now. But we have just the lights on, unnecessarily. The lights are on. And no tawbah. Israf is taking place right now. My papa is paying for it. Daddy is paying for it. Then sitting in the bathroom, Moana will say, how much water we don't waste right now. Just sitting under the shower. And only time the little girl will come out from the shower is when the garam pani is finished. When it's cold water. The next person going, who finished the water? Now there's a fight. Finish all the water already. How much? 150 liters. Now look at the children in Gaza. Yeah. One glass of clean water. Just a little bit of food right now. What starvation is happening? How can you waste right now? At least educate ourselves and our children. How can you waste water in the bathroom? Put a time on them. 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Now they got so many body washers and shampoos and conditioners. We have to do this. Moana said, we all want to go for Hajj. We're waiting for the 5 days of Hajj. You say, how the Haji comes back, ask him, how was Hajj? The 5 days was beautiful. Alhamdulillah. 5 days almost he was in Haram. Then in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, 5-star accommodation under the stars. They, not even covering him also, just sleeping on the street maybe. He says, what 5 days? We enjoyed the Hajj. And we paid for it, premium also. And we say, how we enjoyed it. Wana says, Allah is showing you, every 5 days of your life you can live like that. You can't live. There was no shampoo, there was no conditioner, you couldn't use hand wash, you couldn't use lotion and cream. But you said, what a beautiful trip. What a 5 days of Hajj it was. So enjoy every 5 days like that. Why so many things you need in our life? He said, because the minds are colonized. And then he said, no, but we have to use body wash. Because you don't smell right. That was the case, they put a body wash in the toilet also. Because the most mess comes out from the bottom. But nobody put soap over there. It's only plain water. Now, for the rest of my body, they want to use it. He says, where we got this from? Where are we using it? Make tawbah. Naf'alu wa nastaghfiru. We do it, we make istighfar at least. Ya Allah, give us the hidayat. At least we'll save a bit. We'll change our lives and understand. This israf right now is killing them. The amount of wastage in food, in time, where the time is going right now, where we should not be investing our time. When it comes to a time, first he didn't say that time, we term it as liquid capital. Liquid capital. When you speak to the businessman about capital, he said, don't touch the capital amount. That capital, the profits can go, but not the capital. He says, time is liquid capital. You can't bank it. You can't bank time. I'll use this time later on. Time is moving. It's liquid. You can strike a deal at that moment right now with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One durood sharif. You can read durood sharif now also. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. The time is banked by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. 100 times subhanallah, Allah gives the reward by 100 hajj. Now to go for hajj, how much you have to spend? Allah says, subhanallah. From here to the home, we're walking. How much can't we read right now? So time is liquid capital. We are losing time right now. Allah says, insan is at a loss. He's losing time. Qiyamah's day, he's going to regret. Ya Allah, I lost all the time. I didn't gain it. So Allah says in Quran, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat, enjoy, drink also. Don't waste. Don't be extravagant. Now, one person told me, he says, Marana, you speak about extravagance. To be extravagant. He says, now possibly, what you term to be extravagant in your life, that amount is my pocket money. So how do you quantify extravagance now? But I'm earning so much. So for you might be wasted or extravagant. But for me, that's my lifestyle. So ulama have defined extravagance. You have israf and you have tabdheer. Israf is when a person spends upon necessities more than is necessary. He spends upon necessities more than is necessary. Sunday, we just go to the mall. Why are we going to the mall? Not to buy something we need, but to see what we can buy. We're just going to see. Maybe some sale over there. So we'll just buy it and keep it. And now we've got so many garments in the wardrobe right now, still have tags on them, that we haven't worn it. So many shoes. Our Hazrat says, I went to a certain country, and there the speaker sits on the porch outside the veranda. And in those countries like New Zealand, Australia, they leave the shoes outside. So Ma'ana says, that they said I must come at a certain time to address the ladies. So I went, the chair was there outside, I sat down and I saw about so much, the entire porch veranda was full of shoes. I was very happy. So many ladies came. So I said, I gave a full bayan, the open heart. Then later on I met Appa in the night. Appa, how was the bayan? So many ladies came. She said, no. Hardly any ladies came. But so many shoes, but they all belong to the lady of the house. So about 200 pairs of shoes belongs to her. Say, inna lillahi. So many shoes, when she's going to wear it? When is she going to wear it? How she's going to choose which shoe to wear? So much. So necessity is to spend extra on this. This is israf. I don't need it right now. I don't have to buy it. So we don't have to take the children and show them things and entice them now. Oh, you didn't buy it for me. I wanted it. You didn't get it for me. Why see it in the first place? So Allah says, those that will waste and be extravagant, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah because they have no love for those that are wasteful. Allah says, I don't love them. No love for them. No muhabbat for them. No barakat for them. Tabdheer, opulence. Opulence is when a person spends on non-necessities. Allah says, those who spend on non-necessities, these are the brothers of shaitan. This is shaitani come. Where a person now, the wall looks bare, so let's put one frame there. Let's cover the wall. That corner looking empty, let's put on pot plant over there. What can pot plant? Plastic one also. Bathroom also looking about bare, let's put one doily there, put on pot plant there too. So everywhere pot plants. Then before we have on the sofa, the doily, every time it's falling off, put it back on again. So there's no purpose. But we just put it there. The wazir. Allah says, these are the brothers of shaitan. Where money is being wasted, getting wasted in these things. Getting wasted. And the reality, my dear brothers, when we bring these things home, who offloads the car? The domestic. They're seeing the price sometimes. They see what we bought. And now we just put it on display. And she thinks, in heart, so much they spent 500 rand just for this one vase, for this one ornament, for this plastic thing. So much they spent on it. They can't even give me that money. I need it right now. Then Mu'ana says, then don't blame them when they get someone to break into the house. Like Mu'ana mentioned one time, there was a certain person in Johannesburg where the thieves broke into the house. And they woke him up. And they told him, open your safe. We came to collect the zakat you didn't give. We came to collect the zakat you didn't give. He said, Allah will take it away. He said, that old tape recorder we had, almost broken also, not even working properly. Took it for repairs, can't repair it. We'll ask the domestic, you want it? He said, I'll take it, 200 rand. You can pay me monthly 50 rand, no problem. That old mattress also is finished. It's finished, the mattress, all the children jumped on it also. Now, he said, no, we'll get something for it. He says, yeah, you've got so much Allah Ta'ala has given. But then we'll offer it to her. You want it? Yeah, no problem. But okay, every month, 200, 300 rand, we'll sell it to you. Give it to them. Let them be happy. Everything now you have to make something. Make something. Whereas Mu'ana sins for a mu'min, his hand freely is giving all the time. أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ بِالسَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ Ajib, Mu'ana mentioned to us, the highest level of giving khairat and sadqah was the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the ummah doesn't even think about it also, how to spend in the path of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, how did he spend in the path of Allah? We know he didn't have the funds. The highest level of spending in the path of Allah, when I don't have the funds, I borrow money to help my Muslim brother and I will service the loan. I will service the loan. This was the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he didn't have, but he borrowed. But then people say, but man, I can't afford that. But you're servicing your car loan, you're servicing the house loan, then you're paying so much over 3 years, 4 years, but that's for 1,000 rand. They say, I don't have it right now. If you know somebody, some contacts, he doesn't have the contacts, you have the contacts. You can make one phone call. You can make one phone call, like one brother says also, that I can make a million without a million. I've got the contacts. So I just going to make one phone call, I need 1,000 rand right now, I'll pay you next 6 months. Just give me a chance, I'm in a jam right now, and lend the brother. How beloved you become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah says, I love those that do amal like this. There's a level of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here wastage to spend on things that I don't need right now. And look in our homes that we don't need right now. How many extras we have? We're just keeping, maybe for a rainy day, maybe this will happen. I just got it there in the garages and the wardrobes and the cupboards. And the wife is saying now we need more space. We need more wardrobe space right now. We need to make more cupboards right now. In this time of the ummah, when the ummah doesn't have, now's the time to give it away. And Allah is still giving so much more. So how to educate our families right now, my dear brothers. When it comes to the munkarat and the evils, to command the good, forbid the evil. Listen to the ulama-i karam. Those are expounding the haqq and the truth, Quran and hadith, and israf in my life. To make tawbah from israf. All of us are involved. When it comes to wuzu also, we know how much we are wasting water. When it comes to ghusl, how much we are wasting water. Before it was bucket. Before it was a bucket bath, and how is to enjoy it? Now, the ummah has gone to the level, not even bucket bath, but we got different modes on the shower head also. And how much water is just going to waste like that? How the children are wasting. So if you educate, this is israf, this is sin, this is guna. When it comes to food, when it comes to our time. So this liquid capital we have of time, we have to take care of it, we have to invest it in amal. We have durood sharif, we have istighfar, we have tasbihat. All the time our tongues are busy with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these things, my dear brothers, we have to take cognizance of. We have to keep it in mind. Ya Allah, really we have problems in our heart. We have to make tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, we have problems right now. Whether takabbur, whether pride, who doesn't have it right now? Just to think that I am good, just to think that I am good is pride itself. I'm thinking good about myself. I should be thinking really I am nothing. I'm the black spot in the masjid, everybody else is nurani. I am the one that is doing all the bad air into the house. Ya Allah, everybody else is good. Just to think that I am good, oh, I'm the best, better than somebody else. Oh, my car is better. Oh, my business is better. Oh, my talent. All of us say four reasons pride will come in a person's heart. Four reasons. Either because of wealth, intelligence, knowledge, and beauty. Now, who doesn't have it? I'm beautiful. I'm smart. There's nobody like me. I'm very sharp, very academic. Nobody can. I can finish anybody in few minutes. Whether intelligence, whether talent, whatever it may be, whether wealth, so all these things that bring pride in them, for a person to gauge his heart, Ya Allah, do I really have it in me now? When it comes to salah, salah must bring abdiyat in me, that I'm a slave of Allah. My salah bringing pride in me. My things I have bringing pride in me. Ya Allah, how far am I gone now? So to check the heart, are these things in my heart right now for me to make tawbah? Return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, take our time every day, a slot for my dua at least. When am I making tawbah istighfar? Where am I making tawbah istighfar? And to make, our Hazrat teaches us, at least make one tasbih of astaghfirullah, Allah forgive me. And make one tasbih of shukr. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With istighfar and shukr, we are safe from the punishment of Allah. So israf, check our home, check our life, the extras we have. We don't need it right now. Give it away. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to give it away. We feel now, always we feel, if we give it to them, we give it to the domestic, to the worker, they'll get spoiled. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once he was in the marketplace, and a beggar came to ask him for something. The whole stack of money he took out and he gave it to him. Mufti Taqi Sahib, his son, saw it. He said, Abba, so much you gave him, he can work, look at him. He said, Madbolna, don't say anything. We speak at home. So they came back home. So Mufti Taqi Sahib to his father again, Abba, the man was healthy, he could work, saw his condition. How come you gave him so much? You're going to spoil him. Then Mufti Shabir Sahib told him, Rahmatullah Ali, he says, you're looking at his condition, his outer condition, therefore you say, don't give him. If Allah looks at our condition, He'll give us nothing. Allah just overlooks our condition. He's still giving us. He's still giving us. So give the makhluk in the same way. We are afraid now they get spoiled. They don't thank, they don't appreciate. How much do I appreciate? How much do I tell my wife, Jazakallah khair, that you prepared the meal, you got everything jacked up in the house. How many a wife also tells the husband, where we tell the Mustarat, make it a point. Now the ordering 60 minutes is there. Oh, they're going shopping. Husband is taking them. How many a wife will tell the husband, end of the day, Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. You brought the groceries. You brought the vegetables. You bought this, you bought that. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. Allah keep you. How many a wife is making dua for the husband? Appreciating that? Nobody. Why? We're entitled to it. We must have it. They only complain. If the husband has the attitude of thanking the wife, and she making dua for the husband, how much of nur and barakat in that home? Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding, we make istighfar, we make shukr, we don't complain, and think of those that don't have right now. To conclude, the Hadith Sharif says, when it comes to deen, look at those above us. When it comes to dunya, look at those below us. Today, I look at those above me in dunya. He made it to that bracket, I'm going to make it there also. And those in deen below us, what do you say? Alhamdulillah, we're still doing namaz, we're still okay. So we are tipsy theory. Suppose we look at those above us, and then when we look at those above us also, we say, maybe, but we can't reach there, we can't become like them. So just drop it. For us to become inspired, Ya Allah, we can make it in our own way, Allah Ta'ala can change the hearts. We can't do it on our own. When it comes to deen, look at those above us. When it comes to dunya, look at those below us. Now thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding to make dua for our brothers and families in Gaza right now. They're locked in completely. Can't come out right now. This is a lesson for us in the qabr, the Allah be the same. Completely locked. Where are we going to go? There's only kafan and sand. No blanket, no duvet, no pillow, no covering, orna, bichuna, nothing. It's only my kafan and the sand below me. If I want that bedroom I have right now, that I wake up in my qabr, and alhamdulillah, I made my points and my miles, My surahs at night, Tabarak, Waqia, Al-Ikram in Sajda, my Yasin Sharif, my Salah on time, Quran, Zikr, I make one need, Ya Allah, till my last breath, I won't miss one Salah. Then we got it. Now I open my eyes in my qabr, Allah expands it. And subhanAllah, I look to my right, look to my left, my bed is there, fully made. The lights are on. The aircon is also blasting. Qabr is gone, cool. The coffee, cappuccino, tea, everything is there. Barwanu is there also. Dupas are there. Ya Allah, I made it. How would you enjoy it? Allah Ta'ala opened the screen of Jannat. Now look at Jannat. How a person wants to go for a holiday. He opens the internet. He wants to go to Maldives. He wants to go to Bali or Mali, wherever it may be. And now he sees this resort. Sometimes looking at it, the internet is more enticing and more enjoyable than when you're there. When you're there, then you didn't get now haram view. Now the whole thing is spoiled. I didn't get this view. Why is he wasted a holiday? There's more enjoyable seeking on the internet. There I'm there, but the fight is on now. And here we were at home, there's more majah looking. Allah says, there you see your jannah. What I've kept for you. And the show won't be over yet, nor is the qiyamah. Say, Allah, hold on, I'm still by now. It's time for you to go enjoy it. Your booming is waiting for you. Your booming is waiting for you. And the halal air hostess is waiting for you. Not the haram one. They're also waiting for you. Go enjoy yourself. That is when now I make my tawbah, istighfar, put my head. Home right, my taqwa right. Check what is in my life that's blocking my connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala accept upon our hearts and give us the understanding, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa laqibatul limuttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukur kullu la nuhsi thanana alayka anta kama atnita ala nafsik. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك يا رحيم يا كريم يا حليم يا واسع المغفرة او كريم رحيم الله give us heart to make shukr to you my Allah thank you كريم رحيم الله for your bounties your ni'mats upon us O my Allah, we thank you for the ni'mat of Iman, for the ni'mat of Islam, for the ni'mat of being ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, for the bounties, Ya Allah, we are drowning in your bounties in your ni'mat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. The homes, the vehicles, the cars, the food, O my Allah, the families that you have given us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all the bounties that you have given us. Ya Allah, you save our head from making sajda to anyone besides you, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, keep our heads down in sajda before you and nobody else, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you, my Allah. Keep us with afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, let us use our health, wealth, and time in your obedience, O my Allah. Become pleased with us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, every step of our life, O my Allah, become our guide, O my Allah. Guide us every step, every decision we make in our life, O my Allah. Give us righteousness, give us taqwa, give us your muhabbat and your love, and the love of the Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, the ummah is going through a difficult time. O my Allah, Ya Allah, whether it be in Palestine, in Gaza, Ya Allah, whether it be in the West Bank, in Kashmir, in China, in Sudan, in different countries, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, protect the Ummah, O my Allah, cover the Ummah, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, the help and nusrat you said in the battle of Badr in Khandaq, O my Allah, once again, O my Allah, listen to the cries of the mothers of the Ummah, O my Allah, they lost their babies and their children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no more sabr they can make, there's no more tears that can run from their eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept their cries, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, remove the hand of the zalim from them, O my Allah. Open the space for them, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, release them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove the zalim, O my Allah. Shake the earth beneath them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, down the jets, Ya Allah. Let the bombs fall upon them, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, preserve the iman and taqwa of the Muslims, O my Allah. Protect the iman, the aqaid and the beliefs, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts, give us empathy and sympathy for the ummah. Ya Allah, remove the deadness of our hearts, O my Allah. Give us the hearts that are alive in your muhabbat and your love, and we can cry for the ummah, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ameen.